We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howard, the big event tomorrow, how did this all come about?
I'm trying to think of how to give you a short version. I first had a discussion with a city official who contacted me while I was still in Washington, D.C. For David Bellavia's Medal of Honor ceremony. And we had some initial meetings then and came up with a plan, but it wasn't going to work into the Army or David's schedule at the time. So that was postponed, and then we heard from somebody who works with David about his availability, and I think this was last Friday, we got word that he'd be available for a ceremony tomorrow to present him with the key to the city.
Tell us a little bit about the ceremony itself. What will it be like? What we can expect?
So I have been involved in the planning committee for this. And the talk from the beginning is to, you know, keep it non-political. We're not going to have political speeches, and to keep it simple and straightforward. We have some local musicians who love doing patriotic events who are going to be there, brass band, play the national anthem, play some stuff before and after. Assemblyman Steve Hawley, who is himself a veteran, is going to act as MC. There may or may not be somebody from the veterans community who says a few words. President of the City Council, Eugene Jankowski, will say a few words and present David Bellavia with a key to the city, and then David Bellavia will be invited to make a statement or talk to a bit. And then we anticipate, depending on David's availability and time, to have a chance, for people to meet him and shake his hand and take pictures with him or whatever. And then after that, they'll probably the press availability.
The event here for David, how special, how important was it for the city of Batavia to do something like this for David Bellavia?
Oh, I think it was a very important. We're very proud of David's connection to the city of Batavia. It is I think in any community, civic life, important to recognize the important people in the community, and Batavia's had one prior Medal of Honor winner, Charles Rand, and now David Bellavia. Not just a living member who not just a living serviceman who's received the Medal of Honor, but somebody from our community who is the first to receive it, still living from the Iraq War, and his particular heroic action and Iraq is pretty awe-inspiring when you read the account or hear the account of what happened. So I think we all recognize, most of the people around here recognize, that David performed a really selfless, heroic act that saved the lives of a couple of dozen men, and we're all proud to call him a friend and neighbor in our community.
Now, have you had a chance to meet with David? Did you get a chance to meet with him in Washington?
We spoke briefly in Washington, a little bit of interaction, but the military had him pretty well, for lack of a better term, confined to quarters. He appeared at events, and there were a couple of times I was able to slip past him and tell him a thing or two about what was going on, things that had happened, but we did not have a lot of time to interact with that, and he's been on the road since, so he and I have not had a chance to sit down and talk about everything yet. We're really hoping for a good community turnout for tomorrow. The feedback we've gotten so far has been good. We're expecting veterans groups, some children and summer programs to come by, and of course we have the brass band, and again, you know, as a community, we're proud of to have David be part of our community, and we want to recognize him. He has received so many honors across the nation, and of course, you know, for a military man, there's no greater honor than receiving the Medal of Honor. But I think one reason the city wants to do this is it's a way for our city to give appreciation. And as far as I know, I don't know that the city has ever given out a key to the city before, and it certainly hasn't, if it ever has happened before, it hasn't happened for a very long time. So I think that's one reason the city wanted to take this special, you know, that this was, I think the city recognized that this deserves special recognition along the lines of a key to the city.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.